consider or do you want to play for USA Basketball?
Yeah, well, the way the rules work is that once you play for another country, you can't play, you can't switch countries. So I played with the Dominican Republic in the past, so that, you know, that kind of cancels me playing with anybody else. I can't play for Team USA. So that's kind of where that's at.
James Harmon, 929 The Game, and I'm with Al Horford. Your father, Tito, played pro ball with the Bucks and the Bullets. Your brother plays at Michigan. Your uncle played at FAU in the 90s, and your mom was a journalist. Mm-hmm. Now, she wrote the story. Who would be the best ball player in the family?
Excluding me?
No, including you.
I mean, I'd have to say me. I mean,
now, if you wrote the story, would you be the best player in the family?
Would I be the best player? Yeah, I mean, probably. I mean, I would say so. I mean, I think my dad is, you know, is coming in a close second to me because, I mean, I think that he was, you know, he was the first Dominican player to play in the NBA. He's a great player, but, I mean, I have to put myself.
Now, I recall you a couple years ago when I interviewed you. You were in a Sierra video. Now, I guess you got lessons from Amelia. Are you still in the modeling video business?
Nah, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm really away from that. I mean, if a cool opportunity comes, I guess I'll have to think about it. But I'm a married man now, man. I'm chilling.
Now, I see you around town from time to time, and you seem to be a very, what should I say, chic dresser. How much are you into fashion and wardrobe and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I like looking presentable. You know, usually during the day, I'm real laid back, more casual. But when I go out, I do like to dress nice. You know, my wife likes to, you know, she's the one that takes care of me. It's where the wardrobe goes. And, you know, I wear whatever she likes for the most part.
So I guess I shouldn't ask you some of your favorite designers. What are some of her favorite designers on you?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I mean, I definitely, you know, got all different types. I'm not really much into designers. I think more if there's a piece that I like from a particular place, I'm gonna wear it. But you know, I'm, you know, anywhere from Xenia, you know, they have big sizes like for suits and stuff like that. Like, it's hard for me to get suits. You know, I got to get them custom fit, so they make me some good suits. And I mean, there's a lot of different brands. Whether I'm wearing Polo, I'm wearing Armani, you know, Diesel, like just different brands like that.
So what are you whipping nowadays?
I'm still driving my Range Rover.
If I got in your wheelbar or somebody got in your wheel, what could they expect to hear as far as music goes?
Man, depending on what mood, what day, how I'm feeling. But I listen to a little bit of everything, man. I'm all over the place. But you know, if I'm going to the game, I'll probably have some hip hop on. It's probably some Lil Wayne, some Jay-Z, some Nas, something like that. If, you know, if I'm just hanging around, I usually like to listen to some more mellow music. So, I mean, I'm a big fan, you know, Peter Tosh, Bob Marley, like stuff like that, more laid back. And if I'm in a happy mood, I've definitely got some merengue in there and some salsa. We Dominican, so, you know, I'll definitely have some of that on.
You ever catch the TV show Breaking Bad?
You know, I've seen a couple episodes, but I'm actually going to start watching it now because I heard it's over now. I like sitting there and just being able to watch them all at once. So I haven't seen it, no.
So you caught a couple episodes?
Yeah, I caught a couple episodes.
And I would ask you, as far as the characters on that show, who would you represent? Would you be Walt? Would you be Heisenberg of the team? Are you the Jesse of the team?
See, I don't know the show that well. Okay. I mean, I've only seen literally like two or three, so I can't identify myself with that.
Okay, now that Josh Smith is gone, are you ready to accept or have you accepted that this is your team?
Yeah. I mean, in a way, you know, I think I've been here the longest, not all the guys here. So, in a part, I would take that challenge. But at the same time, I know it's all about the team. You know, we got a lot of good guys on this team. We're trying to do something special.
Okay. Last question for Al Horford. This is James Harmon, 929 The Game. I just want you to speak a little bit about your basketball camps that you hold, in Atlanta and around the country.
Yeah, you know, it's a big part that I do. I always like giving back to a community. In the past, I've done my camps here in Atlanta. This past summer, I did Michigan when I went to high school, Grand Ledge, Michigan, and I did some stuff in Dominican Republic. And then I also partnered with the NBA and did some stuff in Europe and in Africa, South Africa to be specific. And every year I'm trying to do something different. You know, hopefully this coming summer, I'll have a camp here in Atlanta. get the community involved, but I'm all about making a difference, especially in youth life.
I appreciate it, Al.
All right, man.
Al Horford, James Harmon, 929 The Game.